We're speaking with Thomas Kreisig, Regional Director of TEM Europe for mTORIS, an IBM company. We're talking today about how to create a winning multinational TEM business case. Thomas, what are the attributes of a winning business case? What are some of the specific activities involved? Which internal teams need to contribute? Which internal stakeholders do you have to get buy-in from, and how do you accomplish this?
A good telecom expense management business case should explain the current situation, missed opportunities with regard to processes, lead times, maintenance of current solutions, and also hard dollar savings and compliance issues or compliance risks. And the TEM implementation can address and improve all of these areas, actually. And the TEM business case is mainly about money, of course, because for the new TEM solution on the one hand side and direct and indirect savings on the other, which finally leads to a return on investment calculation. And basically, one has to involve all internal teams that are affected by a TEM initiative. These are, for example, IT, procurement, finance, workers' council, privacy officers, and HR, of course. Enterprises should start with an internal kickoff workshop or meeting very soon to assure that all teams understand the scope and benefits and also their own roles within this future TEM project. The project lead should get confirmation from all involved parties before he or she starts with investing time in creating the business case, interviewing subject matter experts, designing or at least drafting the future solution, and last but not least, defining the overall TEM strategy. In most companies, there are also IT steering committees implemented that must be involved as well and will have the authority to approve such a project. And at mTORIS, we do not only support our customers during the implementation in day-to-day operations, but we also provide some pre-implementation service and help our customers with creating winning business cases. We support them in analyzing the current process and system-related environment and develop with them a best-in-class TEM-based strategy to make sure that our customers will uncover and achieve all these benefits.
How do you build an ROI model that accounts for both initial and sustainable or ongoing savings? What are the hard and soft savings components that need to be taken into account?
Well, it is very interesting that some global enterprises don't focus that much on savings based on direct cost reduction, but rather on indirect savings as a result of increasing process efficiency and centralized global service catalog management and invoice handling and things like that, just to name a few examples of how to achieve these indirect savings. And indeed, both topics are really very relevant for the overall success of a TEM project, so the direct savings as well as the indirect savings. And the benefits that are achievable and visible very soon to the management team of stakeholders and so on are direct savings, of course. And here are we typically able to save notable amounts of money by renegotiating better contracts, assigning better plans to end users based on their usage profiles, and we optimize their services and device inventory by eliminating or downgrading telecom services that are not being used anymore or where the actual usage is lower than initially expected or the volume or bandwidth initially purchased. And ongoing audits, of course, savings were achieved by permanent audits, optimized tariff allocations, and every couple of years, depending on the contract terms, through new contract negotiations. In this aspect, it is important to mention that companies should include a benchmark clause in their telecom contract to secure the option of price adjustments before the end of the contract period. So this allows customers to negotiate new rates when the market prices go really down below a defined percentage.
Building a business case that is specific to one region, I imagine, would be in itself a significant undertaking. If you add in the international global dimension, it multiplies the complexity. What are best practices or approaches do you recommend?
The structure of a business case will basically remain the same regardless of the regional scope. However, with regard to different languages, more teams to involve different local processes and law and policies and also accounting principles, a global temp business case truly requires more time and resources to manage this complexity. So it is not really completely different, but the business case or the scope may double or even triple, actually. The global TEM lead should also have or build supporters or TEM subject matter experts in relevant regions that are able to provide specific or TEM-specific regional support. And such a person is, of course, not required in each country, but in each relevant region that may or may not cover various countries, actually. And even though telecommunications as well as finance management, for example, and also procurement are typical areas where English is the standard business language by default. However, with regard to day-to-day operations, let's say telecom administration or accounts payable or workers' council, the situation can change completely. So the local or regional point of contact must have the ability to communicate across the entire region and understand the stated risks, concerns, and also the acceptance, of course. And it is a good advice to consult a really experienced TEM vendor as early as possible and ask them for their experience and local specialties. So within our organization, we are actually constantly making use of IBM Global Reach and Experience as well. We reach out to our colleagues globally, and, well, you know that IBM has own people almost everywhere in more than 170 countries, actually. And we are learning prevalently about country-specific tax regulations, finance and accounting principles, privacy law, or relevant processes that are considered or accepted as best practices, and so on and so forth. This is something that we really learned from our colleagues that are based in these, within these countries, and not from people that did some business here and there, actually. And, well, cultural diversity is another important matter where we can trust on our IBM colleagues and avoid pitfalls, actually. And enterprises that don't have the relevant skills and experience don't have to spend the time with inventing such a global TEM approach on their own. But again, when companies are looking for TEM vendors to support them in creating the TEM strategy, business case or implementation, it is important that the vendor of choice really has the skills and global reach that is required to meet the customer needs. And it doesn't help when a TEM vendor has sales offices only outside of their main geographical region, or if a vendor has people in many countries but without the specific skills that are needed because they are busy with completely different things in these countries. And last but not least, the global TEM vendor landscape is also is still changing all the time, and it is known that many vendors are still not profitable and face an uncertain future.
We're speaking with Thomas Kriesig, Regional Director of TEM for Europe for MTORIS, an IBM company.